This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Italy announced a sweeping quarantine early Sunday for its northern regions, igniting travel chaos as it restricted the movements of a quarter of its people. Sabina Castelfranco has more.
Italy has never experienced anything like the emergency restrictions approved overnight and which are effective from Sunday. The wealthy region of Lombardy and 14 other provinces in the nearby regions of Emilia-Romagna, Veneto and Piedmont have been locked down in efforts to stop the spread of COVID-19. This will affect busy cities like Milan, Venice, Parma and Modena, as well as others. The Prime Minister said the new measures will be enforced by police. More than 16 million people living in Italy's northern areas will be impacted. No church services will be held, including funerals and weddings. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News.
Meanwhile, at least six people have died in a Chinese facility being used to monitor people for the virus. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
Rescuers searched through the rubble of a collapsed hotel in China on Sunday that was being used to quarantine people under observation for the coronavirus. More than 70 people were believed to have been inside the seven-story building in the city of Quanzhou, which collapsed on Saturday evening. Dozens have been rescued, but others remain trapped, and several have died. The news comes as the spread of coronavirus continues to slow in China. The country's National Health Commission confirmed 44 new cases of the COVID-19 disease as of the end of March the 7th, down by more than a half on the day before.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Worldwide, the virus has infected more than 100,000 people and killed more than 3,400, the vast majority of them in China. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.